K8, are you H mobile?
NADDO.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm glad there's only one more work day this week for me. How are you?
I am good. Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm working tomorrow, hopefully hardly working, and enjoy the rest of the long weekend, and I think I have Monday off also, so I think I have 5 days.
Sign me up for that. We're supposed to work, I mean, it makes sense with what we got to do, but we're open Friday, and then Thursday turned into Friday, which means Friday turned into Saturday, so there are some employees that get Thursday off and then have to work Friday, Saturday, so I feel bad for them, but partnered with my boss, I'm like, hey, you cover Friday, I'll cover Christmas Eve, so I figured Christmas Eve, there wouldn't be a whole lot of anything going on.
Yeah, I think you got the better end of that deal for sure.
So I'm for sure taking a lunch today, as long as the, I don't know if you guys were, I'm sure you were affected by the Microsoft Exchange online outage BS that happened yesterday. So I do plan on getting off campus to, I think I'm going to go buy a sewing machine today, as weird as that sounds. So I don't know what your plans are, what time you plan on taking lunch, but I do have that optic with me.
Alright, yeah, I have the antenna, and I did grab my notes, so I was having trouble with it. Figured maybe I could hand it off and you could take a look at it, and maybe next week or sometime soon we could meet back up and get it back. It's been kicking me off. When I'm connected to a hub, it kicks me off after a indescribed amount of time. So I think at one point you were like, oh, maybe it needs to be reflashed. So I grabbed it. If it's something you can take care of, that'd be sweet. If not, I'll have to figure it out. But, yeah, what time are you going to lunch? Where are you going to pick up a sewing machine?
Yeah, I can mess with it. You're gonna make me remember how to do that. I've been spoiled with this clear note thing. I haven't had to do anything. I'm actually looking at buying a clear zero. They're like a Pi Zero 2W, I think. Same concept, but like nice and small. Sean's got one, I think. Thought about getting one for the car, but yeah, I can probably just reconfig that whole thing. I'll probably need to bug you for some information, but shouldn't be too bad. The questions you ask, I don't have answers to. I don't know. Lunch is a luxury, so hopefully today is better than yesterday, so I plan on just saying, hey, around probably 12:31 or whatever. I got to meet with one of my HR girls today because we're working on some policies and whatnot, and I have an 11:30 that's about 2 hours long. So maybe I won't be taking lunch, so we'll play it by ear, but if I was, it would probably be Michael's, right? Is there a sewing joint? Or isn't there another one on Hall Road somewhere? Some sewing joint? Joanne Fabrics.
Love my clear note.
Okay, I don't know where those are on Hall Road, but yeah, we'll see if we can figure something out. If not, I don't know what you're up to on Friday. I may end up Friday or Saturday. May end up in like Ray Township, Lenox area with some of my buddies. May even get back out to hunt. So we'll get something figured out between the next few days and go from there.
Sean, good morning. How's that thing going for you?
Oh, real good. Just on my way in here, been listening for a few. And, yeah, I agree, it's dead between Christmas and New Year's, so I got about 7 days to burn here by the end of the year. And, if I get to the end, I'll take those days off, but them are great days to be in the shop, man. It's just crickets. Just kick back and eat donuts and watch cat videos. So, yeah, I like working between the holidays. Everything's dead. But, Yeah, I love my Clear Zero, and this is coming from a guy that virtually invented the pocket node, and I will take credit for that. There was nothing else before mine, but I love the Clear Zero. It's cool. As a matter of fact, I've got today, I'm putting a Pi Sugar UPS battery on it, which might be the ultimate portable node setup. I had an old sewing machine, too bad I threw it out, but it was one of the ones where you work your foot on the bottom, and, you know, it's from, like, turn of the century, you know, and well, that wouldn't have been great, right? Anyhow, good morning, guys. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I'll have to also look at those Clear Zeros. I don't know, I don't have a node that's in my car right now, and it'd be fun to have one with all of the traveling I do in the winter. So I'll have to look those up and see what those things are all about, if everybody is enjoying them.
I don't think you would be disappointed. It's about as easy as it gets when it comes to an all-star node. Every time I check my app, it seems like there's an update, so the guy's constantly maintaining it. Stability is rock solid, but I'm hesitant to get any, it's not just Clear Note, it's any sort of mobile, because I have an iPhone again, and the hotspot on iPhone is horrendous, so the whole mobile data all-star network thing just doesn't really bode well, and I'm running that little amp right now on the THB75 RF, which is the way I like to do it, because I hate tinkering, but you know, I tinkered with that STM500 for long enough. I finally said, screw this thing, and I sent it back to Yaesu. So this is the interim, but I am heavily considering a Clear Zero just for the simplicity of, you know, if I can get the hotspot to work with it, I can use any radio I want, no external antennas, yada, yada, the whole nine. Make sure I get it.
Yeah, the guy does a really nice job. If I had one criticism, the only criticism, well, I mean, one, I wish he'd make a full duplex one. I'd be all over that. And, but that's a small nit. The only one is that Wi-Fi by light is sketchy. And I don't know why he could easily incorporate, you know how, like, I'm trying to think of a product in particular that does this, but you probably have experienced one. But it has its own Wi-Fi hotspot. Like, it, you hook up to it, and then you configure it and set it up for your network, and boom, it's on. I think you can do that nowadays. I think you can do that with PiStar, can you? Or maybe the Chipster version of PiStar. I know for sure you can do it with the OpenSpot. But if he had a little bit better way of setting up the initial Wi-Fi, or if you walk into a strange area where you don't have Wi-Fi, and for some reason it's not convenient for you to, you know, let's say you're traveling and your phone dies. You know, now, you know, the only thing likely your hotspot knew was the phone that died. So now you're traveling with your node, and you're going to have a hell of a time getting it online. Unless you get that Wi-Fi by light to work, which has been spotty for a lot of people. Anyhow, that's my only nit. It's kind of a small one, but they're great. And the web UI is the phone interface is nice. It's not great, you know, but it does everything you need it to do very well. So that's my advertisement this morning for the Clear products, Clear Zero, Clear Node, whatever. And I don't know which one you got there, Anthony. I don't know if it's going to be hard for you to hook up with Dakota, but you know, you can always stop in at my shop if you're in the area, and anytime, you know, it's pay a visit, say hi, give you the nickel tour, and we could take a look at whatever you need. Just an offer, you know, on anything. And I still owe you a list of radios. I know. Go ahead, Anthony.
Thanks for the offer, Sean. I think Dakota and I have some other business that we got to meet up on, so we will end up meeting up. But yeah, I gotta see what other nodes are out there. Not that I necessarily need another one if I can get this one working again, but it'd just be nice. I'd like to have one in the car. When I met up with Eric a couple weeks ago, he was showing me some node that he has that he bought on Amazon for like $60, and he was telling me how powerful it was and all this stuff, but he said it was pretty difficult to program. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. It was just like a white dongle with an antenna on it. It was pretty interesting.
Anthony's got my old Shari Pi-4 with the, I forgot what that, it's like the aluminum case with all the holes in it. I can't remember what they call it. It's a Kids for Hams, it's a Shari. It's a nice note, I just got to reconfig the thing for them. Yeah, I can't believe Eric's still using that Amazon dongle. I think I sent that to Dave like a year or two ago, and he tried it, and then it kind of snowballed. But there were some random issues, but I know those guys started tearing them apart and tinkering with them. But yeah, for the money, they're not too bad. And Sean, I'm with you. I agree that Wi-Fi by light thing, I was never able to get it to work. I don't know if it was just because the ambient light or I have no clue. I couldn't get it to work, so mine isn't a clear zero, it's a clear node, so it's a Pi-4, so I was able to luckily just plug it in and then program it from the app. But the nice thing, though, I guess it doesn't really serve a purpose if you need a new network, but he will configure it for you upon order, so you can basically pull it out of the box and turn it on, and all you got to do is program your radio and get on the air. Yeah, he did it. He did that for me. When I got the thing, I turned it on, and basically, you know, I told him what frequency to put it on, and I already had it in my radio, so I basically turned on my radio, turned on the node, bingo, I was talking. So yeah, he will do that for you. But, you know, I immediately burned a copy of the card and took the one he sent, put it in the box, and stored it away. So that way, I can always go back to as shipped from the factory. Because I wanted to experiment with some scripts in Unix to control the little UPS power supply that I bought. And it's a little persnickety with the old Arch Linux that Hamvoip runs. That's another thing. That's another nip. I'll be real happy when he finally migrates that thing over to All-Star 3 and Debian. And now, you know, will he migrate us, you know, for free or, you know, or not? That remains to be seen. But for right now, the only way you can get All-Star 3 in one of his nodes is you got to get the new Pi 5 version, which there's no need for that. Anywho, so that, I guess there's a couple of nits, you know, but they really are nits, and the Wi-Fi by light thing, I understand is Android, in particular certain Android phones, the Samsungs in particular are notorious. It's something to do with them, so you could likely find a different phone and get it to work much more reliably, from what I've heard. And the Shari notes, you know, are great. They really are. They're so fantastic. And, you know, there is a lot to be said about using. If you could literally set up everything you do on a clear zero or a clear node, you could get your Shari doing everything that does. It just won't be quite as polished and slick a package. You know, you have to install DB switch, and you have to run a separate app to get that to work, and, you know, it's just not as easy as just say, oh, I want to use my radio to talk on DMR network, you know, click, you're doing it. So that's kind of cool with the clear. He's done the DB switch integration really, really well. Anyhow, I got diarrhea of the mouth for this morning, Anthony.
Yeah, I gotta look into it a little more. I just pulled up the website, and it looks like the Pi Zero at least is about $300. So just gotta figure out where I want my money to be going. I got, you know, a million projects and a million hobbies, and planning a couple big trips. So gotta decide where the funds belong. But yeah, it's pretty neat stuff. So I am going to let you guys go. I just parked. I'm meeting my dad and my uncles for breakfast right now. So I will catch up with you gentlemen later. Dakota, shoot me a text. Let me know what you're thinking for lunchtime today, and I will let you know if I can make it. This is KE8RUH, and I will listen out. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Anthony, I'll talk to you. Catch you later, Anthony. W8FQ. So, Sean, how do I sound? This is I'm at B-Tech Amazon Amp. That I was like, you know what? Next day delivery. My 500's on its way back to California. Let's see how it goes. And? I don't know. What do you think? Does it sound okay? I'm mid-power on the 75, so I think that's 2.5 watts. Well, I don't know where you're at or what you're doing, but you have been rock solid the entire time I've been out here. So I got in back, just a little bit before I chimed in, a couple of salvos. So I don't know where you're traveling right now, but you've been rock solid. All right, that's good. I picked up Anthony just south of Elmont, and he didn't make mention of anything, and I was on Romeo, and then I got south of 26, and I flipped over to Warren. So I'm at Hall right now, and 53, getting on to, getting ready to head east. But, that's cool. I mean, for $130, it's kind of hard to beat, but I don't know how long Ace is going to take to give me my 500 back, because I don't think this is a permanent solution. Wait a minute, what are you running right now? This is my THD 75 to Kenwood HD, hooked up to a B-Tech UHF amp. Isn't that the same amp that you were considering from Don's stuff? Isn't that the same amp? No, I don't think so. This one's just some cheap B-Tech Amazon one. Oh, okay, because I was going to say, you said $130, you probably could have got that one for less than that, so, all right, well, whatever, hey, you know what you need. I think I ordered adapters for that one. I still need to get that back to you, by the way, but this one was the same connector, power supply as the 500, so I literally just had to drop it in. Oh, no, I get it. Not a big deal, and I could care less, right? So it's just just if you could use it, great. If not, no harm, no foul. And yeah, don't worry about it. We'll connect. Not losing any sleep over it. Unless somebody needs one at some point, then I might come looking. But so far nobody's asked for a UHF amp, so it could be riding around in my car or yours. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, if you hear of anyone that needs one, please let me know. I'll be happy to facilitate the transaction if necessary. Just sitting with my radio stuff in the basement. But I don't know if you've ever dealt with ASUS warranty, but they're saying it could take a month. Is that accurate? I mean, I think it got delivered yesterday. Nope, can't say I've ever had to deal with Yaesu directly. I may have ordered parts for a new radio from them, and I don't remember that being eventful. But I've never had to send anything in. I've dealt with ICOM, and I think I've dealt with Kenwood in the past, and I think those were both very quick. ICOM in particular is good. You deal with that SAR out of Benton Harbor, so so, you know, we get the benefit of having same day, you know, delivery, you know, from Benton Harbor address practically, well, next day. But and the guy's really good. He's very accessible and good, and he's quick turnaround. So I've had experience with ICOM and I think just parts from Kenwood and Yaesu, so not much I can tell you about it. That's got to go up to Washington, doesn't it? They're in Cypress Hills, California or something. So about as across the country as I could have gone. It's Southern Cali. So I don't know. She said she'd email me once they started processing the radio or whatever. I haven't gotten anything yet. So hopefully I hear something today. But I'm worried it's going to be one of those situations where they're like, we can't replicate it, yada, yada, yada. Because the only thing I didn't send them was the power cable, which shouldn't have anything to do with it because I replicated the issue on the bench. So I just feel like taking all the trim apart in my truck. Right. Yeah, well, if you got it to happen with what you sent, then there should be no problem. Yeah. Hopefully they figure it out. That doesn't sound right, what you described. I hear nothing. That's nothing detectable. Unless you've got some sort of supersonic bat hearing or something, and you're just hearing something the rest of us can't. We ain't hearing nothing on ours, so there's something definitely going on there. Who knows? So, well, good luck. Hopefully they turn it around in a relatively decent time and get it back to you. But you're working good, right? Whoa, yeah, cut me off, arsehole. People, Jesus H. Christ.
I love the morning drives between around the holidays where everyone forgets how to do anything because the brains turn off. And, yeah, I hope they figured out. I don't know. My hearing's not good, so I'm pretty confident that it was something wrong with it because my hearing's actually pretty bad, and it hurt my ears. So never heard a noise like that out of a radio, and I've owned quite a few in the last 2 years. So, all right, Sean, just rolling up to the office here. I don't know where the hell I'm getting out of here, but I'll talk to you soon. Good talk to you. Have a good day. Catch up later. NADF, clear up yours.
All righty, good timing. Just pulling up here to the Starbucks window. I'm a little ahead of schedule here this morning. Catch you later. Be safe. W8FU. W-A-T-A-P. N-A-K-E-P.
What up, dude? Playing around with my little TYT radio.
I think I'm going to the office. Not sure yet.
Okay. Very good. I think I gotta go to the office and I have to run down to the Grosse Pointe area. I go see a car dealership. How do I sound on this?
Couple clicks here and there, but you sound pretty decent.
Does it sound as good as my other radios, or a little different?
But you were actually plunking on your other radio.
Well, good. That makes me happy. All right, I was playing around with it a little bit. I set it at 10 watts. And of course, I've got a big, fairly big antenna outside the house. Not really aimed that direction. It's kind of shielded, but I'm in New Baltimore and the tower is Richmond, so I shouldn't have much of a problem.
Your audio seems a little low. Give me the sugar.
Thank you, sir.
so give him an A-B comparison, you to me, and maybe he'll have an opinion. Give me an S up here.
Maybe it's all that ear hair blocking your ear.
How does my audio sound as compared to Jeff's?
Jeff is a little higher.
His is?
Yeah, I mean, for clarity, it sounds good. The audio, like I said, a little low, but understandable. You know, but like I said, I know how, you know, I adjust my audio vocally and not electronically, I guess you could say.
How do I sound? There's a setting here. Second. Okay, let's put a little bit of space between the transmissions. How do I sound?
Stop, I'm trying to make stupid comments, Sean. People probably hear you. And I thank you very much. I cut my ear hair this morning. You sound okay.
So you're saying you just need a Q-tip to get the wax out of there. I gotcha.
Tough crowd out here this morning.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, and you're a taker, so I'll be given. Uh-huh.
Okay, Sean, you started this mess.
Me? I just chimed in with my ear hair comment. Don't blame me. I'm back to work. W8FU.
No, no, FU.
Friendly union.
Oh, my.
It's the call sign, I tell you.
Could be a lot. I've been known to people who tell me that before, but being in the truck, yeah, you know.
So, Sean, I'm playing with the T-T-T-T-T-T-Y or T-Y-T or whatever it is. What do you think of the audio? Is it a tad low?
Well, he said he's getting back to work. He must have to go to the bathroom or something. Sounds better now. Maybe it was just the way you were talking before. I don't know. Sounds okay now.
Either that or he's taking his ball and going home and you upset him.
Is that the 390 that you got, Wally?
Just a cheapy MD, I think it's MD, yeah, MD9600 with the 77 firmware. Hey, I found the mic setting. Hold on.
I really think it might just be the way the speaker, the microphone probably holes are in it. I've known some of them you got to take and drill out because I've heard the different volume since you've been talking, so I think it's just the way you're holding the radio out, actually.
Okay, this is negative 3 dB.
It sounds okay. In a noisy environment.
Yeah, I hear you're working. I can hear that.
Hey, good job on all of that work you guys are doing on the MI5, by the way, Jeff. Sounds really nice in the sight of the state. Bumped into a long-lost friend.
Yeah, I was just saying, I don't see the hole in this microphone to turn it down, so I don't know if it's got one or not.
Yeah, well, I just set it to negative 3. I could do a test, too. Matter of fact, I might do that, and that 5553 all-star thing. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, your audio's up a little bit better there, Wally. But I'll be right back. I've got to make a phone call. KPKEGL.
This is one of the advanced mics have got the keypad and the up-down button on for the 5550s.
Yeah, that's what I bought. Those are great mics. They're comfortable, and the sound is really good, and the auto gain control actually works pretty good on that mic.
Yeah, I was just pushing on the sticker on the back, seeing if there was a hole under it, but I don't think there is, so I'm not sure.
If that's what you're using, dude, that's a great radio. I'm like XBR poor, but, and I've been buying the good mics for them. That's really, really good radio, so good job there.
I like it because it's up in the cubby, and I can change the channel and zones and stuff on the microphone. I don't have to reach up there and try to fiddle with it. So makes it a lot nicer for me.
Yeah. What with your job, you want to keep as many hands available as you possibly can, so you really don't want to be fumbling around with stuff you don't have to.
Doesn't sound like a big deal to reach up there and change channels, but it's not very comfortable to do it, so. It's in a cubby center on the roof, but it's one of them things. A lot nicer to just to push the button on the mic. A lot of times I got it memorized that I didn't have to look at the mic. I can just feel it and do it, so that's nice too.
Yeah, it's a good radio too. So depending on the serial number and the TMPU number, there's software out there that you can get it so you can program that thing on the fly, too, if you want.
Oh, really? That would probably be pretty nice to have.
Yeah, I'll get you an email address. I'll send it to you, Moto Turbo software, and then you just push the firmware to it. You put the Latin America firmware in it, and then you can go ahead and use it for ham. The only thing you can't do with it is, and it's permanent when you write a channel to it, but as long as it hasn't gone over 2.09 firmware, I'll show it to you next time I see you.
I know there's a keystroke you can do on the front to get it service mode and show what firmware it's got in it, but I don't remember. Do you remember?
I don't have one powered up right now, but I'll get one, and I'll find out, and I'll get back with you. But, yeah, I tried doing it on Sean's forum, but his firmware was too new. But if it's an older radio, by older, I mean within, more than 5 years old, which for our world is nothing, then you can do that. And if you got that microphone, man, you're in.
Good. Pretty nice to have, so definitely something that should look into.
Okay, be glad to help you. Hey, Sean, did you make it back? Let's give him about 5-10 seconds. If he didn't, then we'll go back to Jeff, and then I got to get out of here. I got to get to work.
I wonder if he fell in or if his finger went to the toilet paper.
Not sure. I'm sure with his job something broke. So I've watched him. I mean, he goes from, it's kind of like a fireman. He goes from doing nothing to all hell breaks loose. So some days I feel kind of sorry for him. Cujo, you still there? I got to get out of here in a minute. So we'll let you finish this out, and I'll call you when I drive. I got to head towards like North Detroit, Grosse Pointe area in a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just had to coordinate with a coworker. I go to the office, drop off parts, and then head to just west of the airport to a TSA location. So 735, I'm going to get out of there. Jeff, nice talking to you, too. KCKKO.
Yeah, have a good one. Hey, Adam, sorry for Sean. As much as he sits around with nothing to do, it's good he's got to work once in a while. Talk to you guys later. Keep it up here.
It ain't WDL monitor.
Where's breakfast?
I just picked it up from McDonald's, or wait, no. Dunkin' Donuts.
No, that ain't gonna happen. Although I do like their avocado toast when I wanna put my pinky up and eat breakfast.
Bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. Of course, an apple fritter.
Morning. How am I doing on Warren? Hello, come in.
You are. You there, Breaker?
Yeah, I just wondered if I was making the 2-6 from where I'm at, but it sounds a little crackly now. I think I'm going to switch to Richmond. Switch to Richmond.
More better. You must be north.
Yeah, I got a 10 o'clock at Ray Fire here at 29 and whatever the heck it is. After that, probably looking for brunch.
Let me know. I have to head towards Ray Latham, so, and I've been procrastinating on it, so let me know how the timing goes with the fire.
Well, I'm at 29 at Wolcott, and I'm just getting out of the vehicle, and I don't expect I'll be here terribly long. I don't know. And where's Ray Latham?
Right at the property line of Grosse Pointe something and Detroit.
Ooh, I know where that is. Ooh, ooh, man, if I could get out of here in time, we could go to my favorite, Kirchival and Cashew.
Well, let me know. I got to run to the office and grab some stuff, so the timing might be good depending on how long it takes you to fix the fire department. So give me a call when you are back in the truck.
Fix? I don't fix things anymore. I watch other people fix stuff. I'm useless.
Oh, but you do. You fix people, because most of the time it's the people that are broken, not the product. At least in my world.
I see. All right, anyhow, I'm here. I'm going to jump out and see what's a cooking at. W8FU. Well, new development.
There's no fireman there.
Well, somebody either told me wrong or I got it wrong, but we're supposed to be here at noon, not 10. So now I got 2 hours to kill. I either got to go down to the shop, twiddle my thumbs, turn around and come back, or I got to go get breakfast.
All right, tell you what. I'll meet you in Richmond at the Skillet place.
Is that the one at the intersection or the one just north? Ken's or the other one?
George's at the intersection, Village Cafe. Just a second, I get a phone call. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, Village Cafe right there, Richmond, at the intersection.
Yeah, it's fine. You need a little time or whatever. It's no big deal. Whatever works.
Yeah, I can make it work. It'll time out good. It's only 10:15, so that'll be good. All right, I am leaving the office now. See you in about 10:15 minutes.
All right. See you there. I'll be on the radio, eastbound and down. Big old red-tailed hawk just went up right in front of me. Beautiful bird.
KPP is mobile, finally.
Well, I snuck all the back roads, dirt roads, from 29 in Wolcott. I finally got out on the 32, so I'm at 32 and I don't know what. Coming up on something or other here. Haven Ridge, so not terribly far out of town.
Okay, I'm in front of the high school, of which there is no students today in the high school, which I think is kind of weird, but hey, what do I know?
I forget, can you get into that lot off of 32, or do you have to make the entrance only off of 19?
Yeah, you can just go straight, overshoot it, and then turn around, come in back door. So you might have to go to the next intersection, but that's not a big deal. I'd probably prefer to do that if I was leaving you rather than try to turn right and immediate left. You could get hurt doing that.
Yeah, I was looking for a better alternative than the right left. So I will shoot past. Come in the back way.
You disappeared on us this morning.
I don't remember specifically when, but, that would have been a tough right left. I don't remember specifically when, but, when you're working, it's like all of a sudden something comes up, phone call comes in, somebody comes in and asks you something, and my attention is very, very fleeting on the radio.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that. And talking with Jeff a little bit, SWR, sounds like he got a XPR in his truck now, which is good. That's a nice radio for him, especially since he's in a noisy environment.
I'm surprised he didn't have one in there. So, all right, yeah, coming the back way. No problemo. All right. Yep, that's the way to do it. Come in the back way. How am I making it? Am I hitting the repeater?
Loud and clear.
You are quite well.
Of course, you probably could see it here. Probably with an eye shot of you, look up. And about 3 minutes out, in front of the Chrysler dealer.
All right, I'm going to get a seat and start looking at the menu. I'll have a heads up on you.
W-A-W. And 8-K-P-P.
W-A-W.
WAFU. WAFU. KWSWR.
W8FU. ACLT.
What's up, Marcus?
Nothing much. Just leaving the office, grabbing dinner. I'm a little out there. I'm at Chicago, or at Greenfield in 94 here, so probably a little scratchy.
Little popcorn, but no problem. You know, we've improved things since you've been regularly commuting out there, so it's not terrible out that way. Terry, I did a little test, and runs 275 almost down to the airport, 94 almost out to the airport. Gets a little funky right when you get out by the airport, but you should be good. Anyhow, what's the gig been lately? You been going in regularly, or sometimes, or how's that all working?
Once a week, Wednesdays, we're required to do that we missed, so I'm making up for getting my ankle fixed a few weeks back. So, other than that, just taking it easy. I'm usually running with one of my coworkers, so I'm not on the radio.
Roger, yeah, that'd be a little rude. I sometimes do that, but I try to keep it short once I've got a guest in the car. Let's start another hamster. But, yeah, real good. You know, we really got to get down to Paul and Rachel, you know, again. Just, if nothing else, just for the hell of it. Just plan a date. Say, let's all run down there and tip a few.
Yeah, especially if you're tipping some OEM parts now. I don't know if you heard Rachel went into surgery a few days ago. I had her gallbladder out, and she's been having some trouble with jaundice since then, but her numbers are coming home, and they discharged her today.
I did see something on her Facebook page about getting something done. It wasn't, you know, I didn't know what, but she clearly was getting going to the hospital for something, so I didn't know the details. But, yes, we'll definitely want to wait until they're up to snuff.
I didn't know how much you had heard. Yeah, she said she's feeling better, but still a little bit yellow. So, it's been a while since I've been through this stretch. The Cadella's down next to me. The Marathon Oil Plant, grabbing dinner. I felt like one of their sub sandwiches.
Hey Sean, does my audio sound better now?
Well, Jeff, I don't remember it sounding poor. It's louder than most of the other people on, but not in a bothersome way.
Well, I turned the radio down. It was Nick 11. Turned it down Nick 15 because I was told that I was on our system and it was pretty loud, so I'm all I was thinking it's probably not the radio, it's probably the node.
Well, Mark's a little light right now, and you're strong, so there's a difference between them, but I don't I guess I'm the odd man out. What's do we have a third party that can tell me how does my audio sound compared to Jeff's? I am on the same exact radio as Jeff, except for I'm going direct to a repeater and he's going through a node.
Is that SWR out there? Jeff, CCLT. Yeah, who that is? I heard you say my call, but your audio is definitely light. I can't hear you.
Well, Josh, I don't know how well I'm making it in here. Call is CC. AC8LP. Formerly CCHDUC, a friend of CJ's. Can we answer this down call? Either way, it's been a while. Thanks, John. Hopefully, I'm still making it in over here.
This light audio is breaking up. I have a kid.
Your audio is really light. Very difficult to pick you out. And there's a little popcorn, but that's not so much the problem as your light audio.
Well, I'll see what I can do to fix it. 73, guys. 73, AC8LT. I'm at my destination.
All right, Mark, catch you later. Was there somebody else in there that was listening to Jeff and I for comparison? I thought I heard a double, maybe.
Might have been me doubling with you, Sean, because I told you I couldn't hear what he was saying between his light audio and the popping and the crackling and my background noise here. I couldn't tell what he was saying, so might have been me doubling with you. Over. Under.
No, and you doubled with the person. There is another person, not Jeff, not Mark, not me, obviously. Please go now.
Well, that's a little annoying voice that drives all over the place.
I do not know, but you've managed to double with just about everybody so far. Couldn't make you out either any of them. So the question is, my audio on an XPR 5550 handheld control head, hello, come in, and then Jeff's going to go after I go, and he's going to give his audio, which is quite strong. But the question is, how does his audio compare to my audio? Jeff, go ahead.
How does Sean's audio compare to my audio as far as volume-wise? Am I louder than God and louder than Sean, or is it about the same? Because I've been told I was pretty hot, and I went from neg 111 down to neg 115.
You're blowing my doors off. My audio is down there.
Got it, figures. Yeah, you're getting kind of weak there, Cujo, so. Ah, well, I think we've determined you're a little louder still. I get that impression, but, you know, really, this is stuff best left for people that are full quieting both in and out.
Yep, so that means you got to go on my node and turn my node down a little bit, Sean.
Do I even know how? I don't think I know how, or do I? I don't know. Sometimes people, when I set their nodes up, I know the passwords, but I don't ever commit them to memory or write them down.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably could be talked through it if I had to.
Oh, yeah, it's not hard. And, I mean, next time you know you're going to be down this way, especially at the DuPont plant there, just run it over. Take 5 minutes. Of course, we still got to know the password. I'll have to check and see. You know, if a computer. I probably use my MacBook to set it up, so there's a possibility it could be cached. So, who knows? But you actually sound quite good. I mean, it's not distorting. It's not overdriven or anything like that, and you know, it's good and loud, but not in a negative way, so I don't know that I'd worry about it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me. WQPT.
There is someone I would entrust implicitly. How you doing, Dano?
Oh, not doing too bad. I was going to jump in, but when everybody was all doubling at the same time and they all had equally crap signals, it's like, I'm just going to wait on the side until this mess sorts itself out.
Hi, Dan. Fancy meeting you over here.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
So, Jeff, how does my audio sound compared to Dan's audio?
Dan was definitely fuller. You sound like you're in a tin can.
It must be this crappy Motorola radio.
Yeah, your audio is just a little more, we'll say a little more tailored or restricted. Anyway, it doesn't sound bad.
Well, this is a 5550 with a handheld control head. Is there any audio tailoring in this bad boy?
Well, I don't know. That's not the radio you were on a minute ago, was it?
Yeah, I've never played with the programming on a 5550. It's either that or it's the this repeater you're going into. I mean, it doesn't sound bad. Oh man, I'm rocking one of the UV25s here. The XPS and XPRs are in the office right here. In the office, and I'm too lazy to get up and walk back. Forget it.
Well, what note are you going through? Because I can hear the or the high-pitched hum on it.
I moved off of the snapper repeater to the, I brought the test note on over here. I've got that connected direct to Sean's hub.
All right, let me APX 8500 this bad boy. Any better?
Stop hollering.
Did he say he's hard?
That's what it sounded like to me. actually, the audio quality doesn't really sound any different. I think there's a little more audio on the APX, but you know the quality of the audio doesn't really sound any different.
Okay, well, this just started out because Jeff was worried that his audio was too loud. He was probably over on DMR. Where it's really critical. You sound fine here, so that's that. What's been up, Dan? What have you been doing? Where have you been spending your time? You out there in that Isabella stuff or elsewhere?
Actually, we got Isabella live. They've been live almost 2 weeks now, which has been nice to hit that milestone. There's still more projects to go because they didn't want to do anything with subscribers until they were sure that they didn't spend any more money to improve coverage. But I've been in the office here. I've got a new Washtenaw County project going on. They're actually building a Foresight simulcast, not part of the state system. And St. Clair's adding two more sites. So those will definitely keep me busy. Those are my big projects.
Yeah, I heard about that Washtenaw dealie and the St. Clair dealie. So, is St. Clair adding channels? Because really, that's the part that gives me heartburn.
No, they are not adding channels. They are just a couple of sites. You know, one over in Ira Township and one in Marine City.
Alrighty, so, okay, well, I was wondering, and then, Craig's little project sounds interesting. I got to thinking, I says, wonder if I should do something like that. But, hey, we got the MI5. What do we need that for? Jeff?
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Oh, Sean. Hey, Dan?
No, man, Jeff, don't be yawning, dude. Lives are at stake. You're driving a big rig. I got a thing I have some concerns with, although it doesn't really affect me. Rather, they're going to be able to pull off, licensing of 10 channels. I'm not sure how many are licensed on their analog system. There's either 5 or 6 channels that are currently live. I know they've had a few fail. I think they got 7 licensed, but this crap has blown up and it hasn't been able to be repaired. That analog system is, you know, one foot on a banana peel and the other in the grave. I was out there doing sidewalks last week. I popped the cover, opened the door on the 6809 controller. And it's got there's only one processor card left working in it, and it now has a failure light on it, which it didn't have a couple weeks before. Yeah, they may be off the air sooner than they think.
Oh, man, a 6809 controller. Man, you are talking my talk, baby, back when I was a stud. Man, my day. I remember Kevoriak, he was the Centricom 1 guy, and I was kind of the Gold Elite / 6809 guy. And I thought, nowadays these guys are all, doing all the current stuff, and I'm the old put them out to pasture. But that was, man, Gold Elite, 6809 controllers. Hoo-wee! You was talking my talk.
Yeah. Actually, I never really got to work on the 6809 controllers because I didn't do Motorola Trunk until I came to Michigan in 2000. Now, if we were talking G-Mark trunking, not EDEX, but G-Mark, you'd be talking what I was playing with before I came to Michigan, but Rick Deaver came to town. You probably remember Rick when they shut down the simulcast site that was with that analog. Over at the EMU, because that's where they replaced that with one that is on the MPSCS. That's one of their 7 MPSCS simulcast sites. There's bad cards laying all over in a stack there. Every one of those processor cards, the batteries are just kind of rusty, and they've leaked out, and the boards are trashed. Yeah, that thing is not long for this world. It might live long enough for the new system to get online, but from what I'm seeing, I'm getting a little skeptical of that. But yeah, I'll be interested to see if they can get the licensing through on it. Not my problem. I bought a system. Licensing is on them.
Go Go ahead, Jeffy. Well, sounds like Jeff's having connectivity issues or something. We caught a syllable. At least that's what I caught. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I've got a five-channel start site using Best Tracks with outboard PAs. It's probably hadn't been powered up probably in a decade. I've been thinking about cleaning all the slime off of it, firing it up, and seeing if not too much smoke comes out. If I could deploy that somewhere as on a cow.
Yeah, the newer radios even support that the Type 1 stuff in the feature set. Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun project with Washtenaw. They have to remediate the WEMU tower with the new engineering rev. You know, the foundation was a little bit over before, but the new engineering rep puts it at we're at 104% on the tower. But before any upgrades, as it stands there right now, it's 200% on the foundation. So yeah, they're doing a change order to remediate that, but it's going to be an interesting project. But yeah, I never really got to play with the 6809 stuff. I know a little bit about them, but not much. And AWW, WTPT.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, you know, it's seen its day, but it was great stuff back in the day. And you did keep mine running. You brought me, remember, you brought me a PFC 9600 controller once that I had to borrow to keep mine up and running when it was limping along. So you had that in your box of tricks.
Oh, yeah. I tend to remember that. That goes back a ways. Oh, and Jeff, yeah, unless he's crossed back, he's still over in Canada, and there's some spots there where his cellular crops out quite a bit. One of the stateside, he's probably in that I-69 stretch around K-Pac, and that it gets kind of sketchy going through there also. So I'm playing with one of my newer radios here. Dude, I bought one of those, the Baofeng, the UV-25s. I don't know if you've seen those or not. That's the one that's got the big honking silver knob on the top. Wow, this thing's a brick. It's huge. And honestly, it's got pretty good audio quality in it because it's got a real speaker in it. Size-wise, it's roughly equivalent of the old ICOM O-Series portables with the big battery.
Yeah, I BS with a bunch of guys that usually if there's some particularly good deal on a radio, we, you know, three or four or five or a dozen of us buy them, and, you know, and some of them are actually amazing for what they, you know, some are good, some are junk, and some are, you know, whatever. They are what they are. But I'm kind of familiar with that one. I know the DB20 is real popular. I'm not sure if that's just GMRS, though. But I'm not familiar with the 25. I know the guys have stayed away from that one. It looks like a better radio, but for some reason, I think the guys recommended staying away from that one for something. That's what's ringing a bell. But if it's working, it's working, right? Maybe, and I could be wrong on that. I don't follow all that closely. But, yeah, very good. So I'm pulling up here at my stop, and then I'm going to get out for a while. Where you been chillaxing on All-Star so that if I want to come give you a hassle, I can?
No, I'm usually hanging out on the radar hub, the 45-505. you know, it's generally pretty quiet. That's where I talk to Jeff, not every day, but most every day while he's out and about. And, you know, he'll sometimes find Ron or some of the other suspects over there as well. All right, hey, man, let's get going. I'm sure you can hear the dogs barking in the background. Grandkids are over, and just a good excuse for the dogs to bark. That's what they need, an excuse. W8FU, W2PT.
All right, Dan, good hearing you. I'll keep that in mind. Maybe I'll put it in a favorite or something so I don't forget. And look you up there. I got a new node that I've been carrying around with me now. It's one of those clear nodes, the clear zero. I broke down and paid the price. I'm pretty impressed with it, but, you know, when I've been building little pocket nodes longer than anybody else, it's kind of hard to buy somebody else's, but I'm pretty impressed with the interface. It's pretty cool. I will let you get back to it. Jeff, are you back in there? Catch you guys a little later. I'm out of here. W8 Fancy Underpants.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll get you there, Jeff. All right, I'm going to dump the test repeater off of the Barry's hub, and we'll be back over on the other W2P. W8FU, W8FU, ACLP.
FU grabbing food.
I missed him. Hey, real quick question. They were, both him and Jeff were saying my audio was really low a while back. I'm a little close to the repeater, and you know, so I have a little stronger signal. Is my audio still low on this radio?
No, you're a lot better now. I was listening to the convo earlier, and I can hear Jeff, and I can hear Sean, but you were, like, really quiet. I mean, really quiet. You were hitting the repeater, but you were just, your audio was just in the mud.
Odd. I'll have to keep an eye out on that. It's probably my location. I was downriver by the Marathon Oil Plant in Detroit, which is a good hike from the repeater, but either way. Okay, cool. Thank you. Good afternoon, man. Here's Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. This is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julian Oscar. Easy way to remember, KCA Cujo. So everybody calls me Cujo. And I'm at, where am I at? 75 and 14 mile on the Warren repeater.
When you say the Warren repeater, you're talking the fourth, the 2600, right?
Yeah, hold on, I'll be right back. Phone call just came in. I'm still working.
You see it, LT monitoring.
W8FU.
Did the W8FU find his screw yesterday? KF80, wow.
Yeah, Eric had the screws I needed. And they'll work. I'm also gonna try and see if I can find a M3 tap. I'm gonna see if maybe I can tap the little retainers in the board I want to add on. Then I can use M3 screws, which are much more plentiful, and I don't have to use washers, and it'll take up more space in the device, holding it together better. So they will absolutely do the job if I can't get M3 hardware to work. So I thought I had an M3 tap today at work, but it wasn't feeling the love. So that's my next step. But yes, I did get screws, thanks to Eric.
You were going around to all kind of stores. I was listening as I was working on my trailer here. I think I popped in there at one point saying you might be able to find them at Home Depot because it looked like they had them.
Yep, that was when I was at Metrics Unlimited, but they were like, I couldn't tell if they were open or closed, and then Eric said he might have them, so I figured I ain't going to go in there. It's a big hassle. They're a commercial place. They usually sell quantity. They don't generally sell a couple of fasteners to individuals off the street. But after you said that, I checked Lowe's, which was right around the corner. Lowe's definitely did not have them. So, but before I wasn't near a Home Depot. There was a Menards and a Lowe's near where I was at, but no Home to Pot. So Eric came through right at that point, and I was right by his work, so there was no point in checking it out, but that would have been my next stop.
Well, you may have been disappointed, because I looked later when I went in, and it was a mail order thing, or it was in stock at the last store I was at, which was Ironwood, Michigan, so it didn't seem to be in stock at any other store down here, so you might have been disappointed on that one.
Well, like I said, Eric hooked me up, so I'm all set there. And so that'll definitely do the job. I've also got a guy at work said he's going to print me out a case that may or may not work. That would be the best solution, to get that case. And I don't know if heat's going to be a problem with this thing or not. That remains to be seen. So anyhow, it's a spiffy little device, a Clear Zero, which is a Pi Zero based version of the Clear Node. And they put it in the C4 Labs cases, which are really weird and fidgety. You know, they're just multiple layers. You got to get them all together and hold them all together, and it's really a royal pain in the rump. And so a better case would be probably a much better solution. And oh, sweet baby Jesus, it's my lucky day. There's only one car ahead of me at the pharmacy.
Well, good to hear you found them. Yeah, a different case sounds like it might be better. You're always getting food or drugs, one or the other. I think that's half your driving around.
Sorry, let me bag out here. Gotta get some prescription issues under control and resolved. We were long-term Rite Aid people, and of course when they closed, they switched us over to Walgreens, and we're just starting to get things stabilized over here. I'll be back. WAW.
Have fun with that. Yeah, my dad had the same problem. KF-81.
NADVF mobile.
W8FU.
Lane Bay or a food run?
Had to run up to the drugstore, had some scripts ready for pickup. And now I'm going to go get some chow food ski. I got to figure out what. How about you? Is this a little late for you as well?
Gotcha. What are you thinking for dinner?
I'm usually still, I don't know, it depends. Lately I've been pretty busy, but if my wife's not working, it's a whenever I call it day. But if she's working, it's usually, I'm out by 4.
Roger. There you go. What do you guys you have a sitter come to the house, or you got, what kind of arrangements do you make? Because, you know, it's got to be a little bit to get the kids under control.
We're fortunate enough to have a good nanny, so she's been with us for going on, almost 3 years now. So she comes to the house on days my wife works, and then, you know, she only works 3 days a week, sometimes 2 weekdays if she works the weekend. So like this past weekend, she works Saturday, Sunday. So then she's only on for Wednesday, Thursday, she switched. So it works out all right. It'd be nice if I had her more, but the longer I keep her, the more it costs. So, but it's super nice not having to race them out of the house in the morning or worry about getting out of work to go pick them up and things like that.
Yeah, heck yeah.
No, that sounds like a winner. So, well, very good. And what am I thinking? Well, let's see here. My wife was pulling the "I don't care, I'll eat anything" when that absolutely couldn't be farther from the truth. I could think of a dozen things right off the top of my head that I would absolutely love that she would lose her mind if I got that. So I told her, I said, no, I ain't playing this game. What do you want? I don't care. You know, this. No, specifically, what do you want? So we played that game for a while, and she came up with double cheeseburger. So that's what it's going to be for her. I have not decided for me yet.
I'm glad I'm not the only married man who has that problem, because my wife says she's not picky, but same situation. Very vanilla. I mean, she's a great cook, but a lot of the stuff I like, I can't get her to do a poke bowl. I can't get her to eat onions. You know, all kinds of stuff that I would love to eat. She's just like mustard, won't touch it, so... I feel your pain. I have my garbage disposal. I'll eat anything as long as it's not broccoli.
She always does that. I don't care. Yeah, but you do. I don't care. I don't care where we go. I will find something and I'll be fine. You do care. You know, if she says I don't care, all I got to say is, okay, let's get Thai. No, I don't want that. Okay, fine. Then let's get Mediterranean. No, I don't want that. I want regular food. Okay, well, what's regular? You know, and she, you know, and define that, you know. So that's what Chinese food's out? Is that regular or not regular? You know, because that's kind of like on that cusp. You know, that's regular. It's not exotic. It's not in the mood for that. Okay, fine. You know, chicken. Well, we're going to have turkey on Thursday, so I want chicken. I ain't playing that game. Tell me what you want. But, oh, my God, she's got so many rules. I really, honestly, I could care less. Very, very, very seldom do I ever say, you know what, I'm just not feeling this, or something like that. But I can't hardly think. I'd have to think long and hard about the last time I got back, or, you know, I was at a, you know, point where I was too picky to eat someplace. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I think, this is common. This is not unusual. We're suffering the same thing. Ooh, I should go there. I should go to Pha Thai and get myself a bowl of pho and get her cheeseburger, double cheeseburger from Burger King.
I'd almost rather she be like, I don't care, to pick what we're eating for dinner, instead of just saying, I don't care, because what I don't care means is really, I don't care what to pick what we're having for dinner. I want you to pick for me, but it's got to be something I'm willing to eat. So, yeah, you're not alone. I used to not really care at all what we had, but I started a diet, what am I on, week 4? So now my, like, no fast food, like, I've been on, it's been working, so I haven't been ruining it. Like, usually you start a diet in a couple weeks and you're like, it sucks, I'm not gaining any, or losing anything. And now my options are extremely limited, so it's pretty much got a brown bag for work and then eat when I get home. So my choices got drastically reduced on what I can eat when I'm out.
was a lady who was, like, tailgating me. You know, I'm doing fast enough. And then I move out of the way and get over. Okay, if they're in a hurry, let them go. Then she pulls up behind the car that was in front of me, and she starts tailgating them. And, like, you know, real aggressive-like. And so I said, okay, I'm going to, well, I didn't know it was a lady at the time. So then I pull up alongside of them. And it's not that they're in a hurry. It's just they're on the phone, and they're not, they're just, like, arguing with somebody on the phone and not paying attention to, I'm like, oh, my God. Anyhow, sorry.
It is incredible that people don't know how to multitask while driving. Like it's a chore. And that something as simple as talking on the phone takes over the ability to drive and not endanger your own vehicle or others. 10-8-DBF.
Oh my God, then another one. I'm pulling into the Burger King here and somebody coming out through the one-way entrance coming out. I'll tell you, Dakota, I'm having a moment, but I'm going to be calm because I'm the cool cat. I just don't care.
It happens. I just had one, too. I was on 53 at home. Some guy in a peach crab Ram with aftermarket shitty headlights couldn't even see out of my mirrors because they were so bright. So I calmly let him get in front of me and accidentally turned my brakes on for 5 miles.
Serenity now.
Oopsie doopsie. Yeah, there you go. So the question is, am I going to slum it and do Burger King myself? Decisions.
A Whopper sounds fan-friggin-tastic.
They got me with the Texas Double Whopper.
Can never go wrong with a Whopper. Oh, get this, I checked the tracking on my radio, my 500 on the way back to California. Hasn't even been scanned or picked up yet. I left it with reception at the building. It was a UPS label. USPS said that they can take it and get it to UPS, where that was last Friday, and it still has not been scanned. So now I have a $600 radio missing that I cannot file a claim on because it never shipped.
Oh, my God. You should write a book about bad luck and why it's spelled Dakota.
I mean, it's to the point where I can't even make this up. Like, I thought, I'm like, cool, I'll get an email from Yaesu maybe today. Nope, it's just gone. I don't know where it's at. It hasn't scanned. USPS man took it, and I paid for insurance on it. And now I can't even file an insurance claim on it because it never technically shipped.
Well, never shipped, but did they accept it at the origin location? That's all you need.
No, because the origin location was my front desk, and the shipper was the mailman taking it.
Ooh, I never thought about that one. Yeah, I always take it to the post office and get a little receipt where they logged it in. That way, it's on them. Yeah, I never thought about that. That is awfully convenient, but also that is a very interesting conundrum because all he can say is I didn't pick nothing up.
Yep, so I get to deal with that tomorrow. I don't even know how to approach that, so that's the worst part is now I'm, not only was the radio messed up, now I don't even have the radio. So, I don't know, I just ordered all the new antenna stuff for my truck too. I'm getting rid of the mag mount, I ordered a steak pocket mount from Breedlove, and I ordered coax and Amphenol solder PLT59. I was getting everything situated, and then this happened.
I thought you were tracking it, though. That's the weird thing. You're saying that you haven't seen anything since they picked it up at all?
Correct. So when I go to the UPS label or my pirate ship account, it says ready for pickup or ready to ship, like it's never been scanned initially. The only tracking, so to speak, that I got was from the Yaesu gal that I was working with. She sent me a screenshot of the tracking number and was like, oh, it looks like it should be here on Monday, as in, like, the estimated delivery that was if it shipped on Friday, which it did not. So I'm hoping since USPS took it, obviously they can't scan a UPS label. I'm hoping, because they were the final mile, so the UPS ground select or whatever, ground advantage, well, I can't remember what they call it, but USPS is the final mile. So I'm hoping by some way, somehow, it's just on its way to California.
Right. Well, I will say this. I know that sometimes with USPS in particular, something can, not be there for a few days, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on your doorstep. So I've seen it. I don't know if it's just them or if there's, several carriers that that do that, but, give it a So it, as far as you know, it went out Friday, right? So it should have moved on Friday, got to the post office. It may not have done a whole lot before Monday, but let's assume it moved on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's entirely possible. And then it's Thanksgiving week, so you got that you got to contend with. Yeah, let's hope it shows up somewhere along the line.
I'm just going to keep monitoring it, but when I get in tomorrow, I'll be like, okay, Miss Reception, whose name I don't want to say on the air because she's actually an angel. I'll be like, look, this was a $600 radio. I told her that today, and her jaw hit the floor. I'm like, yeah, there's a $600 radio in there going back to the manufacturer for repair. So we need to find that. So she said that being it's a business, and unfortunately that is kind of one of her duties, right, is to manage the mail in and out. Being a business, we do have a contact, so I'm going to have her pull some strings and say, this is what happened. Where is this package? Because I've never heard, like she even said, she goes, the mailman's here, and he said that he can take that package. And I'm like, put it to UPS. She said, I know, and he said that he can take it. Because on it, I'm not writing it off yet, but on it, there is a UPS barcode, and then there's a USPS QR code. So I'm hoping that it could have went one way or another.
Yep, sounds like some precarious stuff. So I don't like doing that just because there's this period from sitting on a desk at my office to it getting scanned in at the post office where I just exactly for this reason I kind of butt pucker. So I always make it a point to just drop them right at the post office. They scan them in, and I grab my receipt. And at that point, it's on them. So, just in the future, I know it's a little bit of extra hassle, but there's always a post office along the way somewhere you could drop it.
Yeah, that's a lesson learned for sure. If I have to buy another one, I'm going to be quite upset because the amount I would have spent on $2,500, I could have got an HF rig.
Well, I have faith it'll show up. The lesson learned is that, you get all this, butt pucker, because no matter what, you're going to worry about it until it pops up. I'm pretty confident it's going to pop up, and then everything will be fine. But, just to sleep better, just so you don't have to put up with the butt pucker, I would take it in. It'll show up. It'd be pretty rare. So anyhow, well, fingers crossed. Hopefully you got, like I said, you got a weird, you put it in there on a Friday and so that means it was the weekend and now you got the short week. So it just could be a funky one. Yeah, well, I'm about turning onto my street. That puts me about, a couple thousand yards from the driveway and I got the Burger King, so after yours, I'm going to make this my last and get inside. W8FU, after yours.
Hopefully I'm still making it. I'm pulling in the driveway as well, so perfect timing. Yeah, I'm not sweating it too much. I got a radio in the truck. I'm getting by. And the radio wasn't working good anyway. So I'm not missing it. Just don't want to be out the money. I will, I'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure, Sean. Have a good night. Enjoy your dinner. NACDF.
All right, man. Later, Dakota. I said after yours it'd be my last, but this is my last. W8FU.
I might get Burger King tonight. Matter of fact, get some coupons. Anywho, Dakota, what's going on? You're just about home. Okay then. W8EAP sure knows how to clear a channel.
It's coupon, not coupon. K-E-A-T-F-N.
Yeah, I know. I say that on purpose just to mess with people. It's a coupon, as they say in the UP. Anyhow. What's going on? You out by the Harrison Pond again?
Yeah, I'm taking Colton to karate. So I'm driving there right now.
Roger, Dodger. Yep. I guess I can go RF. I'm on the node, but I can go RF if I wanted to, I guess. But, yeah, got to run up to the Best Buy today. Haven't been in there in years. Last time I was in there, I bought a 43-inch Samsung 4K Smart TV. Guess what? Buying another one tonight.
Yeah, I gotta go to Lowe's. I gotta get a freezer. Might do that tonight. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. But yeah, I gotta get like an upright freezer. So the deer took up the rest of the room, so it's time to get a second one.
Joe. Yeah. I don't know how much those are costing anymore. I haven't bought one of those in years. So many years ago. But yeah, luckily the one TV that we want is on sale. We're actually cheaper than it was on sale for a similar one on sale for last time. Not 2018.
Are you getting it for the house or for up north?
No, I have like three identical 43-inch TVs. And one of them, the power supply took a dump. And I'm going to fix it, but, you know, can't wait 3 days, you know. So I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just going to buy another one and then fix the old one at my leisure, so I won't be under any pressure. But yeah, it's just the power supply that went out in it.
That's crazy. The 43-inch class is like, it's amazing how reasonably priced they are.
Oh, it's not even the 43 anymore. It's hard to find a 43. It's the 55 now. The 55s are all like, for like $30 more, yeah, for $249, I can get the 55-inch version of the same TV.
Okay, there you go. I thought for some reason you were buying just the same size. I'm like, man, why? It's yeah. I think I got the kids last year 65-inch, and for their games and stuff in the game room, and it was cheap. I can't remember what it was, but I was like shocked how cheap it was. But I bought it at Best Buy as well. Got it at the same place.
Yeah, no, we're not going up. We're sticking with 43. I'm just saying that you know, if you go to the Samsung website, they don't even list the 43s. They all list the 55s now. So this is probably last year's model. Probably why it's on sale, but it doesn't matter. They're all so good, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, 43 is good for the bedroom.
Yeah, I have a 43-inch TV at home, kind of sitting in the corner of the basement that I keep saying I'm going to drag it out and put it on a wall mount, and I was going to put the ham clock on it, but I still haven't got around to it.
Yep, that's why you don't buy the 3-year or the 5-year extended warranty, because I've never had anything fail within 5 years. In the history of all my appliances and TVs and all that, it's usually minimum of six and a half years. I think it was pretty much right about this time in 2018 when we bought it. Might have been 2017. So it's either 6 or 7 years old, one of the two. So yeah, extended warranty wouldn't have done me squat.
Now, if they're going to break, it's going to happen in the standard warranty where you can still take it to the store. It's either going to run forever or not run at all.
Well, this TV is run constantly every day, hours and hours and hours, and especially since Sue works from home, most of the time it's on all, even when she's not watching it, she'll listen to it, you know, and I go, man, something's going to, power supply is going to burn up in that thing one of these days, and yeah, about 7 years.
She go with the 80-inch TV now.
The 80-inch TVs are cheaper than the 65s. The 65s are like what the 55s used to be. And the new ones now are 98. The new flagship, $39.95, $4,000. 98-inch TV. That's like almost as big as a garage door. It would like cover up your whole glass sliding door, you know. I mean, you're going out onto your patio or deck, that would literally take up that whole opening.
That's true. All right, well, I'm going to let you get going. I just got to the dojo, so I'm going to go pop in there now. So, yeah, so I'll chat with you later. Take it easy, sir. KEA-TFM.
Yeah, don't let the girl kick your butt like she did before. W-A-E-A-P.
What are you talking about, girls' butts?
Maybe took some self-defense karate or jiu-jitsu or something. The girl kicked his ass pretty good. He was sore and he had to quit.
Oh, yeah, don't mess around, man. It's a well-trained woman. Whoop your butt. You got beat up by a girl.
Oh, it doesn't sound too bad. You know, it doesn't sound horrible. I'd rather get my ass kicked by a girl than some big dude.
Okay, I 100% agree with that one. KJO, good evening, guys.
How you doing, KJO? Hey, I gave you some disinformation, which is different than misinformation. Misinformation is to purposely direct you away from the truth. Disinformation is getting a fact, getting something wrong, honestly. Anyhow, that control box for our gate is pretty big. It's like, you know, like 4 feet by 4 feet. Did I disconnect?
No, I was trying to get my wife off the phone. She's asked me about Tubby's sub sauce. Arg. What kind of gate control is that here?
I don't know. I'll take a picture of it and take a close look. No, as I was leaving tonight, I go, wow, that's pretty big. It's like 4 foot by 4 foot control box. That's pretty big. I must have been thinking about a different, my old shop.
Give me a little bit of your...
Oscals. Go ahead, KSWR.
Okay. Do a little audio check in here. I did some adjusting and a couple guys in here, so you should be able to tell me. So this is direct on one of the repeaters. And this is going through my node, same radio, same microphone. I'm sitting still, not driving down the road, but what is the audio comparison between the two?
Node is better, you sound clearer. And the first one, it was kind of not really a hiss, but it sounded like you had traffic behind you.
What about volume-wise? As far as being, was one louder than the other?
Note is louder. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, the note, sounds louder and clearer and less hiss in the background. That's a pretty drastic, difference, actually. I would say that there's something wrong with the repeater.
All right, let me see if I can find another repeater out here. Thank you, I'll be back. Keep it up, Stavir.
Okay, for a comparison, you still there, Cujo?
Yeah, you said it's a 4 foot by 4 foot, probably has a twist lock on it. I got the key for it. That is an Osco, but I can't think of the, there's a controller in there. It's probably an old school controller. Because the newer ones kind of speed up a little bit, then they slow down, and then they close. I can't think of the controller off the top of my head. I see them all the time. I can program them.
Okay, just for comparison, now this is me through the 2.6. I was on my node before, so is it not much difference?
No, I couldn't tell the difference.
Okay, this is through the node. W-8-E-A-P.
Nope. Sounds the same to me.
If that was SWR, you're not making it in that machine, is this noise.
Talking about SWR.
No, his call sign ended in SWR, didn't it? I'm just saying, if that was him keying up, he wasn't making it to that repeater.
Trying to add another frequency in here. I'll be back. Keep it up, Stavir.
Copy that. I'm going to be mobile, so I'll be around. KCKJ.
EAP. These stories and more on 60 Minutes.
Well, we got SWR working on the repeater on the west side of the state. I think he's getting that all set up. And I got Eric that's talking to me about the Osco gate controllers at his office and why one remote's and they're going goofy. I can always cut you a key, Eric.
I'm not working on a repeater. I'm working on my node.
Gotcha. I just can't think of your name. I know you and Wally talk in the morning sometimes. Getting the west side set up over there, aren't you?
Yeah, if I'm working on my node, trying to get my node so it sounds right compared to my radio across my node compared to, you know, local. So trying to do some audio checking here. I'm trying to get another channel loaded in my radio, but computer's not cooperating. KBIT SWR, name's Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. I think we talked before. This is Tom, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, over here in Sean's neck of the woods. Call me Cujo.
Hey, Jeff, to get into that thing?
I'm still trying to get a repeater loaded in a radio here, so bear with me. Hey, wait, I'm still here.
All right, if you want to...
if you want to try to get the node set up, I mean, I don't know if you got the Ham Shack hotline phone handy, but let me know if we can walk through it.
Still sending the semi, Sean, so no. Sorry.
WECBT.
I fell for that video for about 10 seconds.
No way, really?
I heard it and I go, what? And I looked at it and I says, let me watch the mouth. And I watched the mouth. I said, oh, okay.
That's pretty funny. Man, I was just beating my head on the wall for the last 15 minutes. Couldn't figure out why my TS-2000 was not transmitting. Well, it's because I was doing SSTV or something, and I had it hooked up for the keyer on the back, so I had to unplug that, and I'm like, okay, cool, and then I'm not hearing nothing. And I'm like, what, is my antenna bad now? And I forgot. I switched the antenna around, and it wasn't hooked up. I finally got it. I was like, oh, my goodness, just stupid stuff. And making me think, oh, the radio died, and it wasn't, it was me.
Is it a full moon tonight or something? I just don't see it. Or is it a new moon? Because it seems like just a lot of quirky things are happening today.
Well, let me look at my handy-dandy app here. It's not even up yet, so I can't see what it is. Oh, wait, moon. No, it's definitely not full. Yeah, it's, yeah, just a little sliver.
I guess just Murphy's Law is running rampant then. I have a request for a Tubby's somewhere here in Troy to pick up Tubby's Subsoft.
Yeah, they used to have a portobello mushroom steak sandwich at Tubby's, and that was good. I think they got rid of it, though.
Well, I bought sliced mushrooms, some shredded beef flank, and some sub buns. So we're having mushroom steak and cheese with Tubby sauce, of course. And I can't find the Tubby's for the life of me.
You're in Troy?
Yes, sir. Rochester and Big Beaver.
All right, I'm Googling it for you. Rochester Road, it says Clawson? No, you ain't Clawson. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, I'm going eastbound in Big Beaver, so I think there's still one in downtown Mount Clemens. I think. Possibly.
Well, it says there's one on Grossbeck Highway in Mount Clemens, and it looks like it's near Grossbeck and 16, yeah.
There's one at on 16 on the south side, just east of the Glender 88 of the
south side of 16, east of the Glender. Oh, perfect timing. I'm right here at John R. We're going to run right into it.
All right, good deal. Well, now that I know my TS-2000 is working fine, I was too lazy to get out any of the antennas for the ISS, so I'm like, oh, I'm just going to flip it on and see if I can reach it with my base vertical, and nothing was working, and half hour later, here we are. All stuff I didn't remember, I did. WECPT.
My biggest task today was putting a door contact and a magnet on a new door. But the drawback is the door contact is a bentless door contact with a tamper. So that was a whole lot of fun.
Well, yeah, that sounds interesting. Yep, I haven't had to do nothing. I played around with a little SSTV on HF and started to chase some POTA stations, but it wasn't going too well, so... I just quit. Then I had to bring in the grocery order, and then I started messing with this thing. But now I got it working again, so I'm good. I like the winter. I don't have to worry as much about lightning, so I don't have to unhook my antennas every time it rains.
Okay. Can I make it into this with you? You guys hear me okay?
That's
the best I can do, I guess. So I have to compare volume here. This is on a repeat address.
Okay, now this is me direct on the node. Same radio and everything. So volume-wise, wondering, Sean, are you still in here? Are you hearing it?
Yeah, but I didn't hear the hey. I just walked back into the room and I heard you saying this is the same radio on the node. You're louder on the node.
I was switching channels, so somebody was talking. I didn't hear you. This is Mayville.
Before you even go to the other radio, that is unacceptable. It is, the audio is so low, I can barely make it out.
So when I was direct on the repeater, the audio was way too low, Sean?
Correct. Which your guess earlier may be correct. It may be the note that needs the adjustment, not the radio. So you might want to put the radio back to where it was and then make the adjustment on the node.
Okay, give me a couple. KB8FW.
All righty, W8FU. Go ahead, Don.
All right, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I can barely hear him when he's in the repeater. Not sure what he's doing. Maybe that was before I jumped in, he was playing around.
Well, he drives for a living, and he was out on the road and couldn't do much about it, but he was getting a lot of complaints that he was too loud when he was on his node earlier today. He just put the radio in his truck, and he's getting a lot of complaints he was too loud, so he knocked the level down on the radio, but we don't think it's the radio. We think it's the node, which he hasn't done. So I think he just knocked the radio way down, which now it's really quiet on the repeater, but the node's what's really boosting it up and making it loud. So I think we figured that out. So he's going to run the audio back up, try it on the repeater, and then then we'll make the adjustments in the node.
So how does my audio level on here? This is a TS-2000. I never really played around with that much.
You sound very similar to him when he's on his node, and which to me they both sound really good. But I don't have a third person, to come in and verify. Like, how do I sound compared to you and compared to Jeff on the node? Like, is there yet another party in there that can say, how do I sound compared to Don?
You both sound fine to me.
All right, there we go. I figured this one would be okay because it still had Larry's settings in it, and I haven't changed them, so I'm sure I figured it'd be okay, but I never really checked.
Hey, Sean, is Jeff on the west side of the state?
Frequently, but no. He's up in Frankenmuth.
Okay. This is me on Mayville Direct. Stand by. And then this is me direct on my node.
So two things we're dealing with. One, you're not really solid into the Mayville repeater, so there's a little noise, which is
muddying the waters a little. On the nodes, you're definitely up there now, and I noticed you're kind of compressing a little or something, but that's probably because we got to get the level set correctly. But we can deal with that, you know, after. But right, it's still louder, but it's more about just being hitting the skirts. But can you get any more solid into one of the repeaters? I don't Mayville, Flint, something a little bit more solid, so that we can really hear the audio, because just a little bit too much noise to, you know, for this kind of a discernment.
Hey, Sean, I got a comment.
Yeah.
Okay, so now when you're talking on this TS-2000, I'm sitting in my dining room, you know, where all my radios are, and I've got to have my volume a hair above half for you to sound okay. And then for the heck of it, I turned on my TYT EV390HD, and that's the same. I got to go over half a volume for you to be like average hearing or listening.
Yeah, I have no idea how. Hello. No, I got lots of audio, so I seem to have a lot of audio. But I'm not really critiquing you. This is why it's important to like hear two or three people. You know, the first thing is it clear? You know, you got to listen with a discerning ear, and you have to listen to see if you're hitting the skirts. You know, like you're over modulation, like you're over deviating, or compressing or something like that. If you're clean and it's just volume, you know, then we address that differently than if it's over deviating. But I don't know where I'm at in the grand scheme of things. You know, and this is all relative, because, you know, if two of us have lousy sounding radios and, you know, you're saying we're the standard, I don't know. But I don't know what halfway is on yours. I don't know if that means you sound, you know, good or bad or different or something like that. You know, it's, I don't know what that means. But how does that compare to other people, I guess?
Hey, Sean. I'm on Bert. I don't know, what does this sound like on Bert? I'm trying to get this done so I can get out of here and go home and have supper. So if you guys could stand by, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, what do you got next?
Okay, this is me direct on the Bert repeater. I don't know what it sounds like. I've never actually listened to the repeater, so I don't know audio-wise. This is on the repeater. This is me on my node.
I just changed repeaters, and on the UMP, you sound the same on both. Let me hear AB again real quick. I'm going to listen over on Romeo.
Okay, this is me on my node that everybody says, well, not everybody. Dan says I sound fine here, but I've been getting complaints because the background noise comes in from the truck, not a noise-canceling mic, so they say I'm pretty loud and that comes in. So this is me on the node. And now I'm on the Bert repeater. I'm from Saginaw to Bert. Like I said, I've never listened to this repeater, so I don't know what it normally sounds like, but this is the auto from there.
I'm on Bert, and you sound way worse on Bert than you do on your own node, KF8AYO.
To me, they sounded pretty similar. Pretty similar.
Well, I think I'd like to try to take the note down a couple notches, I think, because volume-wise, you know, that's what I'm trying to get volume-wise,
I know signal might not be there, but volume-wise, this compared to the node.
Yeah, I do believe you have some adjustments to make in the node, but I think you're pretty good as far as level goes. But we got to get in and make a couple adjustments in the node.
All right, you got your phone handy?
I do.
Have you guys ever heard of a computer app or a phone app called TeamViewer?
WACDT. What? I heard somebody talk, but I had my HF radio up. Come back.
Cujo. I was just thinking if like Sean or Jeff or you guys ever heard of an app called TeamViewer. It's a remote desktop application.
Oh, what's it called? TeamViewer?
Tango, Echo, Alpha, Mike, Victor, India, Echo, Whiskey, Echo, Romeo.
Okay, TeamViewer. No, I have not heard of it. I'm going to Google it right now, though.
Hey, Cujo, this is KF8AYL. I've heard of...
Nope, I lost part of that. KF8AYL. Cujo. I'm making it okay into the repeater. I'm running, I think, like 25 right now out of my mobile. Can you hear me okay, Don?
Okay, guys, we're connected back up. Sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't think about people being on different. I thought, you know, he was up on the Central Michigan repeaters, and you guys were chatting down here on the FBI repeaters. I said, oh, I'll just disconnect. We can go ahead and do our testing, you know, and it won't bother you guys. But I didn't realize one of you was over on Central Michigan. I was like, oops.
You gotta do what you gotta do. That's why you're the king.
Anyhow, we got it figured out. All right, anyhow, I'm on the phone with Jeff trying to get him squared away. He's stuck out on the road, and he wants to get done with this so he can get out of Dodge, get home, get some food. So I appreciate everybody's concern. W8FU.
Continue, Sean.
K8
was it? Somebody was asking about TeamViewer. UACPT, still there?
I think it was Cujo asking about TeamViewer. KF8AYL.
KF8AYL, this is Tom Tango, Oscar Mike. He's Kilo Charlie, Kilo Julia Oscar, go by Cujo. Yeah, you got a question on it, or you know a little bit about it?
Oh, well, I don't know the ins and outs about it. I've used it a handful of times. I couldn't tell you any specific features of it. Usually the questions revolve around, should I use it or not? And that answer is dependent on who's asking you to use it. But if you have a specific question about it, I'm not going to be able to answer that without looking stuff up. But I guess I should ask, what's your question about it?
Oh, no questions. I love it. As a matter of fact, a couple of my support groups use TeamViewer support, which is free. So I was just going to make mention that, and that's what I was telling Don, too, is if I had a problem with my node and I logged into it through my laptop, through my network, then I can have Don remote into my desktop, and then you can get into the node, into my open spot, and make adjustments. And that's what I was thinking with Sean and Jeff was, hey, I guess, you know, try TeamViewer and see if he can log remotely to his computer and see what's going on with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's a perfect use for TeamViewer and is
that's exactly what it's designed kind of to do. So for that kind of use, perfect. Usually I get asked by people who are like getting calls from scammers, you know, oh, let me team view into your machine and I will do some remote desktop and go to your banking account. But yeah, no, if somebody you know wants to remote in and makes adjustments here, that's its use. That's its design criteria and perfect use for that.
Absolutely. I thought that was a different one that the scammers use. Now I have to go look on YouTube to Kit Boga and see what how he does it. But he has like Team Viewer, I think Open Desktop is another one. Oh, there's a couple of them. But if you're just doing like a minor support thing, you both go to Team Viewer and you download the support app or the free version and give the encrypted ID and everything right there when you guys are on the phone. And then you just do what you gotta do. I love it. I think it's a great tool. I help out a lot of customers with it.
Yep. No, there is a whole bunch of remote desktop apps, and yeah, like I said, the key thing is just trust the person you're letting remote desktop into you. If it's somebody that just called you, yeah, don't do it. But if it's somebody you know, no problem. That's exactly what it's for.
100% agree. He must be IT-based employment, correct? KZTTO.
That is correct. I'm an IT guy. I do mostly programming and database support and product lifecycle management for Ford and Honda. But, yeah, remote desktop stuff is not my purvey, but, yeah, I'm well familiar with it for sure.
Yeah, I have a couple of my vendors that are like, okay, go to this website, which is basically it's TeamViewer, but it's through their network, through their website. And I put in the, I run it, I don't install it. I run it, and then they just link into it, do what they got to do. And because I got a lot of high-end equipment out in the field there, and having a Tier 1 or Tier 2 support agent from the manufacturer be able to go through things makes my job a whole lot easier.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's designed for. Quick and easy to get into somebody else's computer and do some stuff. That's a perfect use for it. I just hear way too many scammers. Yeah, you mentioned the Kit Boga guy. I've watched some of his and the scammer payback guy. Way too many people getting scammed with these tools too, but it all depends on just trust the person you're letting remote into your computer. That's all it is.
I like Pierogi. He's awesome. They just did a big thing on shutting down one of those centers. That took some time. I think it was like 48 hours that they got it shut down with like 150 people. I don't know if you've seen that video. You got to watch it. It's awesome. And then Jim Browning, he's really good too.
And I think the Browning guy was kind of the original, and Pierogi's apprentice of his, if you will. And Kit Boga does his own thing too. And yeah, no, they're all pretty funny. I haven't seen the latest ones. I haven't looked recently, but I've seen a lot of them.
There was actually my mother-in-law showed me. She goes, "You got to see this video on AARP." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, Jim Browning. Yeah, I know him." She goes, "You know him?" I go, "I don't know him, but I know of him. And I've watched all his videos. Let me show you how it actually entails." And she was pretty interested. And I said he was featured in AARP magazine and on one of the news channels of his work. That's really cool. There's another guy, if you haven't seen him yet, his name is D-Var, Delta Echo Echo Victor Alpha Alpha Romeo. He does a lot of neat stuff, too.
No, I can't say I've heard of D-Var. Might have to look that one up. But, yeah, these, the first time I think I watched some of those, I was like, are people really going out and getting gift cards based on somebody on the phone telling them to go out and give them, get gift cards and then give them the codes? Like, I really can't believe people would do that, but I guess people are doing it.
Yeah, that's why, you know, Jim's out there. Malcolm Merlin is another one. And basically what you got to do is you got to search on YouTube and find one that says call center call flooding. What they do is they get the numbers from these call centers, and then they turn around and they have a program that dials a call center like 1,000 calls a minute, and they just flood it and it burns up the servers.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen a flooding one. Oh, yeah, I'll have to look those up. That's pretty interesting. This is KFAD Whale.
Yeah, I'm into it. Like I said, I'm a tech myself, but I do badging systems. And I actually had one customer. They were actually, it was ransomware. It wiped everything out. I'm talking about 3,000 desktops and laptops. Anybody as soon as they connected to the network killed it. And it was ridiculous. And one of my systems was hit. Luckily, it wasn't too bad, and I was able to recover what I needed to recover. But it cost the customer a lot of money for me to fix it.
Yeah, when I was at Honda a couple years ago, they got hit with some ransomware. It wasn't too bad, but it hit probably, I don't know, 5% of their systems. Yeah, we were able to recover everything, but... Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
You know, I have systems out there. I mean, the majority of my access systems are closed, so it makes it a lot easier for me to do my job. And if I do have to access the outside of it, I get written consent from their IT, their network security, and then my own LTE modem that I just plug in and said, okay, you're ready to go. And they can do what they got to do. But I'm like sitting right there, and their IT person is sitting right there.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point at some of these companies, the security department is like the end-all, be-all. They act like they're gods, and they want to come down like, your system's got an old this or that on it, you know, an old Java or an old whatever it is. And they're like, we can shut this down if you want. Like, go ahead, shut it down, and you're going to shut down production. So these systems are not connecting to the internet. It's okay, you know. We'll get it upgraded. It's okay, but you know we're dealing with legacy software that has to be upgraded before we can update that other component that you're worried about. But yeah, some of these security groups are now the top level, if you will, dictating what needs to go on instead of driving, you know, the business driving what needs to go on, the security groups driving what needs to go on.